Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now it is time for us to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Elvie in Vancouver writes, I was FaceTiming my husband when a lady came and kissed him on the cheek and said goodnight. He said he saw her earlier. Yeah, right. But this is what he said, that he saw her earlier in the restaurant and they're old friends from the neighborhood. Why would an old friend kiss him goodbye?
What? Hey, let me say this. You know, normally I try to find a way to get a man out of jail.
Yeah, you do.
Normally, I am a firm believer in find a good lie and tell it. I've said this many times. So the only way he can fix this is he must come up with a great lie.
Yeah.
Doc, but you FaceTiming, you didn't see her walking towards you? Now just cut your camera off. Just click in.
Yeah.
If I see her walking over there, me and her got something, this FaceTime over, oops, I'm going to act like I dropped the phone. And I'm pressing buttons so hard, you don't even understand. But she going to see me stabbing at this phone. Now, bro, the fact that you let this woman come up on you and kiss you and say goodnight.
What was that?
Bro, I can't help you. Man,
she knew what she was doing. She knew
she
he
was
did,
married.
But what? She knew what
why
she
was
doing.
Why was
okay,
he so
I got
stupid,
all of that,
though.
Ladies. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But what he let her for?
Yeah.
He was on that.
If I'm FaceTiming with my wife, ain't nobody
that's what I'm
come
saying.
Nowhere no. near that FaceTime.
Yeah. There's just no way. Yeah, he was stupid.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Meredith in Detroit.
Because, you know, if you're that stupid, you've done something else before, and you're going to do something else. So I'm not going to be able to save you. You're just too stupid. FaceTiming with other women. What?
Yep. Tommy said he was super stupid. All right.
Bro, I've been in a meeting with women in the meeting. Marjorie didn't FaceTime me. Mm-hmm. I'm in the hallway. Because I'm not finna have to explain this.
All right.
Go ahead.
I know. That was really something. Okay, moving on to Meredith in Detroit. Meredith writes, my husband usually goes outside to talk on the phone because he's so loud. But lately, he's been quieter when he's out on the patio on the phone. I need to know why he's so quiet all of a sudden. Should I have a camera installed out back?
Ooh, man.
See, now, you can put the camera out back if you want to. But let me talk to the fellas right now. This is what you do. You get up, you go outside, and you talk. You don't FaceTime and let the woman walk up on you and kiss you goodnight. You should have been outside.
He's still on that one.
He's still on that one.
Man, I can't. That's just.
He mad at
him. Now, ma'am. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm still mad at him. Yeah. But, you know, now as far as you installing the camera, look, I wouldn't go through all of that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't want to be in that marriage no more if I got to stop.
Too much.
Yeah. If, because let me tell you something, man. I got a partner that hired a private eye to follow his wife.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there going,
whoa.
Yeah. And so after he told it to me, he said, Harv, what would you do? I said, that's not my wife no more. If I got to get a private eye to go follow you, I'm not finna do that.
Yeah.
I'm not finna do that.
Yeah. America, P.I.
You can just go on where you going.
Just out there, just Columbo.
Too much. It is.
But I tell you,
all right,
what,
moving on.
You get where you're going, your credit card ain't going to work. I'm going to just let you know.
Ooh. All right, moving on to Bo in East Point. Bo writes, I met a beautiful woman on Instagram. I went to Miami to meet her, and I found out she's married, but getting a divorce. I told her, let's put everything on pause until she's single. She said, if I snooze, I lose. Should I risk losing her? Please help.
What?
If you snooze, you lose.
That's what she said. Yeah.
She fine. Uh-huh. You went to Miami. Mm-hmm. She getting a divorce. Mm-hmm. Let's put everything on pause till you clear.
Yeah.
All right, now, I got jokes for that, but let's have an honest conversation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The God in you said, let's pause until you get clear.
Mm-hmm.
The devil in her said, if you snooze, you lose.
Right.
Now, bruh, I'm going to tell you right now, she may be fine. She may even be getting a divorce. But if you move forward after you just told yourself to delay this, you finna run up it. You finna find out the very reason you said, let's put this on pause till you get clear. And once a man verbally gives himself a warning and then he goes against that warning, you finna find out why you had the warning. I can about 1,000% promise you that.
I like that.
I can about 1,000% promise you that. She may be getting a divorce. I'm not saying she not.
Mm-hmm.
But something in you said, hey, let's wait till we get clear.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, sometimes God protects us
from
ourselves.
Follow
that. Dog,
yeah.
If you don't follow that, you finna find out why you said it. I promise you, you will, dog. God.
So he should risk losing her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. If not, it's a swimming in that crystal ball. I see it.
Dog.
And it's a risk no matter what, sounds
dog,
like.
Yeah. He can lose most stuff too, messing around. Because you don't know how this man feel about this divorce.
Snooze, I lose.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right, last one, Steve. This is from Janae in Houston. Janae writes, my coworker said she saw a woman in my husband's car, and she pulled up to speak and realized it wasn't me in the car. My husband never mentioned it. Is it worth asking him about it, or should I assume my coworker had the wrong car? Really?
That's what you
really don't.
That's what you want to go with,
right?
You want to assume. So you either want to know or you don't want to know,
right?
And seem to me like you don't want the truth. So your assumption is to assume she pulled up to the wrong car. Okay, then go with that. Because I promise you right now, if you ask him about this woman in the car, who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why
that's what I thought it was the wrong car, because I'm not finna admit it.
All right, thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.